This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
We are shameful. We are shameful, but not as shameful as we could be.
Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy, and I don't know if that sounded good. That took a while.
It took so many tries.
Don't give away the goose.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't let them see how the sausage is made.
Right. There is no editing. I mean, really, there is no editing. So,
if only we had a fully devoted editor who...
If only.
Yeah. Speaking of Drudd.
Oh, no. What do you got today?
You know, there was a point in time last week where you were like, you just asked a very rude question on the podcast about Drudd. And...
Oh, as I was listening and laughing.
Yeah, there's a part of me that is like, no, like a valid question, but also I can see how it was rude, but I think it's still a valid question, mm-hmm. but it's in the past.
I think it was funny.
Yeah.
So this is my shame moment for the week.
Yeah.
And I want to know, I could be reading into it. But so listeners, this was Jimmy's last week working with Dear Janet. Me.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Professionally, we still... Well, true. The podcast is professional.
So professional, obviously. but when you left the office this week, did you feel like it was anticlimactic? Did you feel like people should have made a bigger deal of it? Because I kind of felt bad after you left.
I felt bad the entire day because I was so pissed off that I was sick. I got sick. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday night, and my last day in the office was on Wednesday, mm-hmm. and I woke up and I was just fucking pissed. Mm. I was so upset. I really blamed a lot of people in my life, and I was like, and now I can't.
In the office specifically? Because I was blaming people in the office.
Here's the thing. I really believe that it would be foolish of me to... just like single one person out because we've been doing work and yeah. there are gross people who have been sick around
schools
all
are gross.
The time.
They're very gross.
You're the one who said schools this
we
time.
We said schools lots.
That's,
we gave up. We gave up.
Interesting. Now I know. so we've been in schools lots and there are a lot of sick kids and whatnot.
Yep.
But boy, have I not let go of that one person in our office who's just like coughing and sneezing and just like, what are we doing?
Yeah. I thought I was getting sick last night. And even today, my throat is a little funky, but I think I'm okay. Like, I think I'm going to be fine. Knock on wood. I have no wood. So I just knocked on my head.
I heard that.
Did you?
I heard that.
Good.
Yeah.
That means it worked. Anyways, I can't hear it at all.
I can see little spikes.
and I was in my head yesterday, like, I'm going to have to go into the office next week or whatever, like whenever I'm better, but I'm fine. So it's fine. And say, I need to be very clear with everyone here. Do not come to work if you are sick, because I literally cannot afford to get sick. But
right?
Then I'm feeling a bit less bitchy today. But in my head last night as I was laying in bed, I was like, I'm going to have to make like a public service announcement in our office. It's going to feel bad.
Yeah.
But I don't have backup. They can't be my backup.
Exactly, right?
But I feel better about it today.
I'm glad, but it's still important.
Yes.
And like, it's crazy. I just like, I was reflecting on it because I was like, you know, like I was upset when that person would not go. No, I was upset that day.
Yes.
But I was upset the day that that person who was really, really sick would not go home. And they were like, oh, I'm not contagious. I'm like, you think I'm stupid? Like, are you trying to insult my... Yeah, are you trying to insult my intelligence that I just don't know how sick... Like, I'm sorry, wait, what? How do you think you're not contagious when you're literally, like, sneezing and coughing and sniffling all the time?
Like, tell me that when I get sick next week, that you were contagious.
It was a huge crisis for me, and I realized that, like, part of the anger that I was feeling is not just, like, oh, you're sick, how dare you? It's more realizing that... the amount of shame that I try to push on people to get them to do what I want them to do doesn't always work. And I felt very powerless in that moment.
Yeah, we did leave. So we set appropriate boundaries because ultimately could not make the other person leave.
If you're not their still supervisor, here, I'm going to leave the office.
Which we did.
Boom.
We went somewhere else.
Yep.
So it is hard to trace it back to that incident specifically.
Yeah.
But I see what you mean. I did come in very late on Wednesday, and everyone told me that you refused to speak to anyone that morning.
Well, let me like recount what was going on, because the last thing that I said was, you know, I'm just not really in the mood to talk about it or like to talk much.
Oh, okay. Right. That's a different message.
100%. Like, I'm not fucking around. Like, everybody shut up. Like, that's what I wanted to do. You're welcome, everybody, for not doing that. But it was just like constant questions like, oh, tell us about your new position. Oh, when do you start? Oh, is today your last day? Oh, what are you going to do now that you're sick? I'm like, holy fucking shit. Please.
Yeah.
I don't expect you to not ask me questions or anything like that, but I also got to show up for myself and be like, if you keep asking me these questions, I'm gonna blow the fuck up. And then there was also like the I was feeling down because I was sick and I was gonna miss all like, even though it was apparently just gonna be a bunch of chips and dips
basically
from like my going away,
because some people had not been told about
Jesus
your going
Christ.
Away. So some people didn't bring anything because they hadn't been told. So
motherfucker.
I think something will be planned, though, is what I hear.
Yeah, you know, honestly, maybe for the best. But,
yeah,
you know, like
more leeway.
I was upset about it. I had to like abandon you and I don't feel good about that. And yeah, just like missing out on saying goodbye or like having that little ritual.
Yeah.
I was pissed and I was sad. And one person was like trying to make me feel better. And I was like, you know, this is, you know, maybe you don't know.
I think they don't know.
I think they don't know. Even though I've told them multiple times, but it's one of those things.
Well, and often I think when you say, I don't need you to make me feel better, they don't know that saying, or trying to give you like advice or like tell you how the day is going to be okay. Like they don't read those things as the same things.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I feel like at one point I was like, you know, like me actually saying like I'm not in the mood to talk or that I'm like not feeling happy or whatever, that is what makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it like doesn't take away all those feelings at the moment, it allows me to like actually have those feelings.
Yep.
But yeah, then they were pissed that I calmly and clearly said that I was not really in the mood to talk. But yeah, it was funny how you got there and it was nicer.
They did. I think that's where the joke, they said that, man, Jimmy is a lot happier now that Janet is here. And I was like, I am amazing. I know. My simple presence does it.
Yeah. And you know, the thing that was making me feel better was I was just singing, I Hope You Dance. very quietly.
That is pretty true, actually.
I thought that was pretty funny.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Which is something I've gotten used to. You sometimes just singing quietly at your desk. So whoever you're working beside starting next week.
Anybody,
anyone.
And everybody. I'm confused about it, but
yeah,
that's fine. That's anything you got to share? What was the rest of your week like?
It was fine. Pretty fine.
Yeah.
I went for coffee with an old coworker on Friday, so that was nice. Yeah, pretty neutral. Nothing crazy. Yeah, I don't have much to, just burped, sorry, not much to add. That's why I glitched a little there. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
So the last few days I've been at home sick, which has been awful. No, yeah. It's not nice. It's awful. Yeah. I hate being sick.
Yeah.
But no, I just burped. So I was like, okay, so like I've been dealing with this back pain, so this will be nice to take some time off, not have to be standing all the time, get to do a lot of resting and heating my back.
Yes.
And over the last few days, it has like almost gotten worse.
Whoa.
So I woke up in the middle of the night to let Hannah out, and I was like, oh my God, do I have arthritis?
It was that bad, hey?
Well, it's just like it. Normally, like after sleeping or putting it on heat for a while,
yeah,
it like, you know, there's some relief.
Yeah.
But this just like has not, there's just like that stiffness that's always there. And so I'm like, oh boy.
Oh boy.
It's getting worse. So that was a scary little time.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night. But luckily, the person that I'm seeing works night shift. So I was able to just be like, I'm scared. I've got arthritis. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like a little 5-minute expression and went back to sleep. But I did make an appointment with my chiro this morning. So now I'm going to go for some x-rays today just to see what
good.
The deal is. Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to derail this or scare you, but
are you going to be like, chiropractors are not real doctors?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, but it's in that vein. I've just heard some horror stories about chiropractors and back issues.
Break my back. I don't give a shit. You know, the less feeling I've got, the better.
Snap your neck, hey?
It was really interesting today. We were talking a little bit more about like, because last time I saw him, he was like, oh, like it might be your hip flexors. Try this hip flexor stretch out. And the hip flexor stretch like didn't really do anything for me. It doesn't really feel like anything stretching.
Right.
And so he's like, okay, maybe like, you know, like a lot of people who have hip flexor issues, as soon as you like get into that position, they're like, oh my God,
right.
this is relief. This is exactly it. And I get that more if I like jut my hip out to the side.
Okay.
On either side. So maybe that's where some of the stretch issues is.
Yes.
At the moment.
Okay.
Why did I bring this up?
Not safe for work question.
Oh, no. But when he adjusted me today, he like adjusted both of my sides and it actually felt pretty good. And it was like, I felt it in like those muscles on the side. So What's your not safe for work question?
Do you?
I don't want to be pregnant. Or do I? I don't know. Sorry, I jumped the gun.
Do you have loose hip flexors?
No, I have to have tight hip flexors.
It would have been funnier like 2 minutes ago if you'd let me say it.
How?
I don't know. I thought it was funny. You can't ask people about their hip flexors, okay?
That's so silly. You can't ask peeper.
I think asking people if they have loose hip flexors.
I think asking people if they're loose is a not safe for work question.
That's fair.
Or how do you keep your hip flexors so loose?
Oh, I like that. That's a good one.
How many fists can you fit within your hip flexors? Do you want me to help you stretch your hip flexor?
Oh, yeah. Not good.
Can I touch your crotch?
Wow, we escalated quickly there.
Well, it's all part of the not safe for work.
Yeah, it's in the category. Same vein, hey? Yeah. Go for it. I'm done.
I hope so. I'm gonna go for a walk in, or I'm gonna try to get some walk in X-rays done today, and nice. I'm hoping that it doesn't say arthritis. Because one of the things that is like stressing me out at the moment is that it's just like there's a point in my back where if I extend it, it feels like, ooh, like kind of like sharp, and like I worry that like I'm making it worse. And so if I get an X-ray and it's like, oh, no arthritis, no big deal.
Yeah.
Then at least I know that like I'm not making it worse. With these feelings,
right.
These feelings might just be a part of what I'm going through for the next little while.
What would be your best case scenario from these X-rays? Would that be your best case scenario? Just like no arthritis?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
No arthritis, yeah.
That's fair.
Like maybe I don't think there's anything going on with like the bones or
right.
Like something jutting out or whatnot. But
right.
You know, either no information or some information
mm-hmm.
would probably be helpful.
Mm-hmm. But not arthritis information.
Well, arthritis, I guess once we know if it's arthritis, then at least you get to treat it like arthritis.
True.
Rather than, and I get to learn a little bit more about arthritis. But what I've Googled, it doesn't seem like I have like the arthritis feelings. I just have like stiffness and whatnot, which like is part of it. But one person said that it feels like their back is on fire, and that's not something
right.
that I've experienced.
It would be wild if you had arthritis.
Wild in the sense of like looking at the age and stage that I'm in.
Yeah.
Not very common for me to have arthritis, but based off of all of my experiences leading to this point, not surprising at all.
Okay, that's fair.
But I don't know what causes arthritis.
I don't know either. I don't know if it's like
being a punk.
Yeah. It's just like karma, actually. Arthritis is entirely caused by karma.
Then I have no idea how you're not surprised that I might have arthritis.
No, it might be genetic too, partially. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I just made that up.
Maybe.
Also, apologies to the listeners. There are no listeners, but, you know.
R.I.P. our listeners.
Yeah, about me coughing. I keep leaning away from the mic, but I think it's getting picked up, so sorry.
I haven't lingering. Heard anything.
Okay.
And yeah, you know... Whatever. Fuck the listeners.
Fuck the listeners. Well, that was good. Okay. All right. I've got a segment.
Hit me. This is like our earliest getting into segments.
Well, unless you have more to say.
I think it's worthwhile to get into the segments earlier.
Okay. So it's pretty bad. But anyways, last week. You probably don't remember, but on the podcast last week, you said because it was our last week of working together in our other job that I had to come up with a segment for the podcast.
Oh, yay!
So I went through a lot of ideas in my mind. My first was compliments, but that felt too earnest, too weird. I didn't like it.
Yeah, not our vibe.
No, not our vibe. Then I thought about backhanded compliments. But then I was like, trying to come up with some. And I was like,
yeah, and I'm like, I'm too perfect to
Well, that's not what I was going to say.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I was going to say that I don't think I understand enough about backhanded compliments to come up with a list of them. So that's where that was coming up. So what I did
instead, you come up with any?
No, but what I did instead was none? Just come up with facts about you that I know.
This is the it is your birthday version of a going away tribute.
So I just have some facts about you. I don't even Hit think me. They're that interesting, but we're
oh my
going
God.
For it.
Before we start, I woke up and my eye is swollen.
Okay, Jimmy's eye is swollen. Add it to the list of facts. I didn't actually put back pain or swollen eye on my list, so no.
That means you probably put bad hip.
I didn't put bad hip. I should have. I feel like there's a lot more facts that I know about you than I included on this list.
I have no idea what's going to come up.
Okay. They're not that good. I tried to make
number
them funny,
one.
But they're actually not that funny. Number one.
That's why they're facts.
True. Why is my... I'm very quiet all of a sudden. I can't hear you very well. Hold on. Okay. You love Taylor Swift.
Yep.
And you can find a song for any emotional journey.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, that was the first fact.
That's nice.
Yep. This is what we're doing, so just be aware that's what's happening right now. You like salty and savory over sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
like
the next
I would
one.
Put I've put salt on watermelon before.
That's crazy.
I don't
know
what's
that.
Making my eyes swell, though.
Maybe salt on watermelon.
Okay, well, pipe down over there.
Okay.
I did have a Motrin in the middle of the night, but I don't think I'm allergic to it.
Have you had Motrin before?
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't think so, but...
You wouldn't think so, yeah.
Okay, next one.
Number three.
Number three. Your tarot card said to lean into chaos last week.
That is a fact. That's
it's
a
not
fact.
Really about you, but it's just a fact.
You really?
I thought you would like this.
you have hit the bottom of the barrel
yeah,
so quick.
Yeah.
You're like, oh shit, I really don't know anything about
I don't
him.
Know anything.
Okay, what was like the one of the last things that I heard him say?
It's kind of where I was at. I was like, man, what are some of the things I remember? Okay, my next one is that you're cold all the time.
No.
You're cold a lot.
Yeah, well, like, it's been winter.
Yeah, you're cold a lot, though.
I don't know where you're coming up with this. Because you, like, in the office, when you're like, I'm cold, I'm like, I'm not.
But if I'm 1,000 degrees, you're like, I'm pretty comfortable.
That is not cold.
Okay, well... This pretend it was fine because my next one
we have different temperature.
Yeah. My next one is that you have a really, okay, just hold on. Just let me say it. You have a really cold butt. And when you sit in the chair is colder after you get out of the chair than before you were sitting in the chair.
Like, that's not true. I'm more endothermic than exothermic. That's
when
for sure.
You sat in my chair.
I take in the heat. Well, I feel like you're trying to make something about yourself into something about myself.
But when you sat in my chair last week and complained about how hot the chair was.
I don't think I complained. I think I just noted.
Okay. When you got out of the chair. Yeah, I think that's exactly what you said.
So yeah, that could count as complaining.
When you got out of the chair and I sat in the chair, it was colder.
Was it colder just in like the spot that my butt took up?
I don't know. It just felt colder. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. That was what? Number five or something? Number five.
Yeah. I got a cooler butt or you got a hot butt.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Your dog is named Hannah.
Fact.
But you also named her after the road to Hannah on Maui, which I just
learned. I was wondering if you were going to mention that or if you knew that. Yeah. False, though.
You told me that.
I think you did not hear me correctly. We did not name her after the road to Hannah. And I always... Okay, here's
You named her after Hannah?
Yeah.
Okay.
The town.
Yeah, okay.
After learning how something is pronounced properly... I am just like a fucking dickhead about
it. Ooh, tell me.
Not in the way of like, Heather, I think it's actually pronounced Hannah.
Oh, I think you're right.
I know I'm right.
Okay.
But yeah, it's one of those things that I wish I could turn off. Because it is annoying.
But you're thinking it in your head and not saying it out loud.
No, I'll say it out loud, but like, oh, it wasn't actually the road to Hannah. It was...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
...named after Hannah.
Yeah.
Because the road to Hannah is not an enjoyable experience.
No, stressful.
Well, it's... Is what I hear. It's nice in some parts, but yeah, it's just like... It's one of those things where... So I'll relate it to chronic pain, where you're just like, okay, I guess I just have to live with this.
Right.
For a while.
Right.
I have to like breathe through it. Or if you're high and you're like, okay, well, I don't want to be high anymore and I don't really have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I will just have to live with it. Once you get on the road to Hannah, you're like, oh, this isn't enjoyable. This is tight turns all the time. Mm-hmm. You can't like make up any time. There are so many cars. It gets so backed up and everything. But then you're just stuck on it.
Yeah.
And you are now devoting the next 3 hours of your life. And the only way that you're going to get through it is by being there for 3 hours and doing like all of the things that you hate doing for 3 hours. And the road is really tight.
Yes.
And so like even like the shoulder of the road that is next to like a complete drop off, very, very tight.
Yeah.
And then you like have to worry about other people on the other side of the road getting into your lane. Yeah, it is nerve-wracking.
Yeah, that's fair. We didn't do it when we went.
But we stopped for some barbecue on the side of the road, and that was really good.
Oh.
And you can stop and like go on little hikes and see waterfalls in little areas, so that was good. I think some people were selling weed at the barbecue stand as well, so...
That's nice.
If you know anybody who's interested in those kinds of things. But yes, named after the town where it was raining. Oh, man. I really enjoy Hawaii in the way that it'll rain for 15 minutes and then just be done.
Yeah.
Like rain really, really hard.
Yes, I like that a lot.
Yeah. So we were dealing with one of those in Hana and we were just like hanging out under a shelter.
Yeah.
And there was a guy who had his puppy there and he came under the shelter and the person I was with ended up going to like go get some groceries or food or whatever. So I was just hanging out and this guy's like, you like weed? And like, he didn't say, do you want? He said,
do you like?
Who am I to lie?
Yeah.
At that point in my life. So yeah, I smoked some weed with some with a stranger.
That sounds nice.
I basically kissed him.
Did you?
Well,
yeah, sharing saliva.
The joint, you know. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was the grossest way to say that. I know. You're so. I gave Hannah a bath this morning. I know.
Oh, she's feeling spicy.
Oh. Rah, 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 rah.
I don't know if this is a good listening experience.
Who's listening? You.
Yeah, true.
So maybe you're just giving your review in time. You got another fact?
Yeah, I got a couple more. Ooh, nice. You're very into astrology.
Yeah.
You were born in January, but I don't remember what your sign is. He doesn't like that one.
You know, that's a fact.
Yeah.
It seems like you've mixed in a fact about yourself into the facts about myself.
For sure.
Which, again, just really ties into like the anticlimactic send-off that I got this week.
Yes.
Where... That was a good one. Where, you know, I feel like do I have to bring the personality to my own personality higher send-off?
Apparently.
Probably. Yeah. I'll bring games next time or something.
Mm. Next one we already covered today. But one of the worst things someone can say to you when you're having a bad time is, how can I make it better?
Yeah.
That's all.
And then I was going to say something that you were like, you've been saying that too much lately. Maybe we need to have a talk about it.
I've been saying it too much?
No, I was going to say, yeah, if you ask me how you can make it better, I will say, you got a gun?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's
and
right.
You've been like, you've been making those jokes
a lot. You have been making
lately.
Those jokes a lot. Yeah. I did bring it up this week. Anyways, we talked about this already today. We have the exact same hair color.
I forgot that we need to talk about that. We have the exact same hair color. I think we might have the exact same hair length at this point.
I feel like yours is longer, but maybe not.
Either way, yours is longer.
At work this week, I was looking at Jimmy's hair. I don't know how the topic of it was because my hair was straight, which it's usually up. So it was down and it was straight. And you said, your hair looks like my hair. And I said, well, your hair is like blonder than my hair. Because that's like, I see you as blonde. And I know people call me blonde, but I don't personally believe that about myself. And then
do you think they're trying to say like hair color or?
hair color. I just don't identify that way. But anyways, I'm moving on from what you're insinuating right now. You came over to my desk and you grabbed a handful of my hair and you grabbed.
That sounds more aggressive than how it actually worked.
Well, you did grab
a
handful.
I just had to defend. Grab, come on.
Well, like, you took
it wasn't
a handful
like,
of my hair.
Okay, but it didn't just go like, I march over to your desk,
you
grab a clump
kind
of your hair.
Did.
No, I did not. I walked the two steps
from
my chair to your chair.
Yes.
Which would be four steps for you.
Okay.
And then we were like comparing our hair side by side. And then I was like,
true.
Okay, like we have to like close our eyes. And then like, and so, yeah, then that was like the grabbing and then kind of like
mixing
together.
Yes. And then after it was mixed together, I did grab a strand and I said, this is my hair. I said, this is for sure 100% my hair. And then we separated and it was indeed your hair. So that was an interesting revelation. With that, we're obviously siblings. Fact number 11. You're so tall. So the genetics really like did not, they really uneven on that one.
Yeah, I'll have to like be on my knees during your wedding.
Yeah, sliding around on towels, which you think
is
ridiculous.
I did not hear that because I was more concerned about saying what I wanted to say in that moment. But sliding around on towels.
I don't see why it's that weird, to be honest.
Hey, you can slide around on anything, but like you're bringing a towel. Is it because you read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy recently?
Oh, honestly, maybe it is. Towel's important.
Towel's on the brain.
Yeah.
Hey, you can use it for many things.
Many, many things. Okay. The next one I have, you love Survivor, which we've kind of talked about. But
yeah,
you're... Go for
it. What were you going to say?
I was going to say... I was going to say, you're scared people would hate you if you went on it.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I worry that I would hate myself. But then,
yeah.
You know, that's part of the experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think I might actually love Survivor.
I did.
But not in the way that, like, super fans are like, I love Survivor.
Ooh,
I'm obsessed with I actually enjoy Survivor.
Yes.
Generally.
What do you think the difference is?
Well, they're like, oh, I wish Survivor went back to the basics. I wish Survivor was... I don't want Survivor to ever change, ever grow. And I'm like, you might not love Survivor.
Right, because this is Survivor. The fact that it changes and grows.
Survivor! Wow.
This week, is it this week on?
Previously on.
There we go.
Survivor.
That was good. Oh, I missed this.
Next time on Survivor.
What day of the week is it? I haven't watched this week's episode. Oh my goodness. Okay.
It's time to.
Yeah. You make clothes.
That's another
fact. You make clothes and then you go to raves wearing the clothes that you make.
I try to.
Because they're not work appropriate clothes.
Well, you can't just make everybody at work horny.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
It's not that, like, I'm showing my ass or balls off.
True.
But, like, people would want me to.
Yeah, yeah. That's really the problem. No one would get any work done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the level of self-control would diminish.
Yeah. Yes. You play volleyball. That's another fact.
Yep.
You like smutty fairy books?
Yep.
Yep. Like everyone else.
Well,
what am I
here to do other than enjoy my life?
There you go.
Yeah.
And then you're very competitive. And you hate when people are slow at games.
Okay, I think we need to clear that up a little bit.
I knew you would have something to say about that one.
One, I do like being competitive.
Yes.
But I am also a little averse to being competitive.
It makes you hate yourself probably a little bit.
A little bit. But it also, like, you know, it's like really tapping in. It's really letting those emotions flow. mm-hmm. I love it when I'm up against somebody else who's competitive, and it's more of a bit where you're just like, okay, I'm trash talking. Okay, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
I hate it when it's like a one-sided rivalry.
Yeah, that's not
like,
fun.
Can you fucking fuck off?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And I think that's where the idea that I don't like people being slow during games comes into play, because the event that you're thinking of when we were playing Catan and introducing one or two new people to playing Catan.
It was painfully slow.
Not only was I playing against you and Drud, in which case, like, I still want to beat you.
Yes.
Which is normal.
Yes.
But they were making decisions that were benefiting you and Drud and hurting me.
Yes.
When if they knew anything, they would be hurting you and Drud and not me.
Or they would be hurting everyone and helping themselves. Yeah. But they were
kind of like having any kind of strategy.
Yes.
Which is fair. Which totally fair. But I do not. That is where I'm like, I didn't quit the game because it was going too slow. I quit the game because it was just not worth me playing the game anymore.
That's fair. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all the facts I have about you.
Like, going slow, I'd like to think of myself as being able to accommodate people when they're new to things. And
it depends why people are being slow, and it depends how slow. Like, because if it's because they're trying to figure things out and, like, strategizing and it's taking them a little longer, sure, I'll do that. But is it because they're distracted and not thinking about the game on their turn? I don't like that.
Or are they thinking about the game way too much?
Or that.
Because that is definitely Catan in a
true
nutshell. Just everybody, stop. Stop. It's every, no, no. It's not going to come down to just one single turn. And if it is, it's what true. A great game. What a true. Great game.
We've had a few of those games.
Follow your intuition, you fucking Catan nerds. God damn it.
There you go.
And stop fucking pissing me off.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck with that one.
That's a pretty wholesome list.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah.
I was also going to add to the list that I'm your favorite sibling.
You're the sibling that I spend the most time with.
Yeah. But I would like to say favorite. You don't have to say it, but I know it's true.
Do you ever feel weird when like people are ask you like, what is your favorite XYZ?
Well, I can never think of an answer most of the time.
Me too.
Yeah, I feel very put on the spot.
And then I'm like, what does my favorite mean?
Yeah, true. Because it's like favorite food. Well, I have foods that I love, but I love different foods in different contexts.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you're the sibling that I laugh the most with.
Aww.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people would not agree with that, but, you know.
Well, you're generally not funny. I think I bring it out in you.
I think that is the truth. If any of our listeners ever met me in person, they'd be disappointed.
These next 6 weeks for you are going to be like, you're going to be trying out new material. You're going to be like doing your little stand-up routine.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to try to be likable. Because really, I'm most likable because you're likable and then I become likable.
That's so nice that you said that I'm likable. I don't know how serious
like
this is.
You.
Well, they don't not like you.
No, that's true, but I think they like me like more for the fact that you're there.
That seems like I can't sign off on that.
Okay.
Because I like don't see the evidence.
I guess we'll find
out. And it would be like
next
a little
weeks.
Too full of myself to be like, yeah, well, the reason why they don't like Janet as much is because I'm not there. But yeah, I'm interested
we'll see.
In seeing how these 6 weeks go.
Oof.
I really think that you are like coming into your Jimmy-dom.
Yeah.
Where you're like roasting people a bit more.
Yeah.
Being a little more silly.
Yeah. I think so too, which I think will serve me well, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And maybe instead of saying hi peoples, you say hi peepers.
I really can't see myself
hi,
saying
peepers.
That. You've also never said that before. Oh my
hi,
God,
peoples?
I can't stop coughing.
No, I'm saying this is something that, like, you're the high people's person.
Yes. Or humans.
And so maybe, and so now maybe you can evolve that into high peepers. Hi, peepers.
I just don't see that coming
my
out of my mouth.
Janet.
Is that what I sound like to you?
It literally can't. No, I was doing like a Kermit slash Swedish Chef.
Good, I'm glad.
Impression. But it literally came out of your mouth today.
That's true. It was an accident, but it did. That's true. Oh, good. Okay. Well, you got a segment? You got something you want to talk about?
I think you could come up with something nice to say.
About you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're really putting me on the spot.
Something nice to say that isn't just disparaging yourself.
I'm going to miss working with you every day.
I'm going to miss working with you every day.
Yeah. Car rides are going to be really boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we have a lot of fun.
Well, that's kind of where the podcast came about.
It's true.
We can literally just talk to each other.
Yes.
A lot.
A lot. Yeah.
I don't understand how people can't do this.
Talk to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get
just
it because I can't talk to most people. Can't, don't want to, kind of the same thing.
Sometimes I'm surprised that we like did get along so well.
Yeah, we are very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also like you, I think you're different than I expected you to be.
Like when you first met me?
Yeah, because like most of the times in this industry, people are like, oh, I just want to be nice and kind. And, Yeah, you know, like, that's fine, but it's not very funny.
Yeah, not very funny, not very interesting.
I was talking to Judd last week because the person who's taking over my job is no longer taking over my job.
Correct.
And I was like, are you sad that they're not coming back? And they're like, yeah, but like, I like you more. And I was like, oh. And then they were also like, you're less PC. And I'm like, well, I don't know if I can take that as a badge of honor, being like a straight cis white man.
Yeah.
It helps.
Yeah. I think it's true. It's also been like over a year since we worked with that person.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to be like, I'm sad they're not, you know what I mean? Like, it's a different, I'm sad they're not coming back, mostly because it means I'm on my own. Like, I, you know, it would have been great to work together again.
I'm sad for what this means for me.
But selfishly, I'm pretty sad about what it means for me personally.
Shame on you.
Yeah. I really got to, like, take care of myself over the next 6 weeks. And that's just,
oh my God, yeah,
a lot.
Or you just, like, go on some benders and be like, nothing fucking matters.
Sorry, I lost my voice again. Ooh, yeah. Awkward. Third time in 3 weeks.
Yeah, maybe you can just, like, get a computer to speak for you.
Yes. Have a microphone, and then I'm just speaking hoarsely into the microphone.
Hello.
Okay. My segment.
Okay.
I've got like lots of ideas for segments. I was going to invite you to join my tarot poll for the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
But then I was also like going to bring some like Reddit posts to you.
Okay. Oh yes,
specifically like around relationships and whatnot, because we do a lot of stuff around relationships, and I feel like our takes on relationships might be like where the most interesting thing is.
Yep.
And unnecessarily complex.
Agreed. What a throwback.
But I was looking through the relationship advice subreddit last night. Holy fuck.
Oh.
Just there's a wide range of things going on for people. And I was like, I can't, like, the segment isn't going through these posts, which maybe it is. This morning they were a little bit more interesting, but I was like, I just have to like read you some of these post titles.
Okay.
Cause it's like, what the fuck is happening?
I like that.
Okay, first one today.
Okay.
The girl I'm dating, who's 31 years old, no longer wants to see me, 33 years old, because I liked my cousin's bikini picture on Instagram.
There's just so much to unpack there. Okay.
I've been dating someone for almost 6 months. She does not want to put labels on our relationship, but we have been exclusive all this time.
Okay.
Been going great. But a week ago, she asked me if I go around liking random naked pictures on IG, and I told her no, because I don't. She then calls me a liar and shows me a picture of a girl at the beach wearing a bikini. I told her that was my cousin, and she got really upset, saying, how could I normalize liking an almost naked picture of someone and lying about it?
Wow.
I told her that I don't sexualize my cousin.
I like how that needed to be clarified, just so you know.
We talked things through and decided to still continue dating.
Oh, we're good now. That's how it ended. Okay.
But we clearly have some feelings around the whole experience.
Okay. Well, I have some feelings around the experience too.
I'm listening.
No, you were going to say something. What are you going to say?
I was just going to read the next post.
Oh, let's do the next one.
The next one, and we're spanning the spectrum. Both people in this relationship are 22. They've been together for 4 years. Just found out my boyfriend shared my nudes with his friends. How do I even begin to move past this?
Oof. Uh-oh.
Very different.
Very different.
Very different.
Also, how old were you when those nudes were taken? Because we're right on the line there.
Yeah, you're a very big justice system person, aren't you?
Well, you know, when we're talking about child pornography, I think that's fair.
Do we add that as a tag? in this.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
I think we have to cut that out. I don't think that's...
Really?
We'd have to provide another content warning.
I mean, okay.
It's a criminal offense. You can report.
Yeah, when it's under the... Did you not know that?
No, I was just reading comments.
Oh, and okay. Yes,
well, maybe.
Also, yeah.
Oh, broke up with him on the spot.
Well, that's good.
Been crying for 2 days straight.
Fair.
Okay.
I'd probably be pretty upset too.
What's the next one that I opened up? Am I, 18 female, allowed to be upset? Oh. Me and my boyfriend, 18 male, don't text.
Yeah. You're allowed to be upset.
I think you are allowed to be upset. Yeah. That's kind of like the whole thing. Like, you're allowed to be upset.
The basis of our emotions or our...
And he's also allowed to be like, well...
I don't want to text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get to decide what to do going forward.
That's a... I want to know why. I want to know if he's like, no, I just refuse to text. Does he have a flip phone? Like, what's going on there?
This 18-year-old is suddenly a 70-year-old.
Well, I'm just like, what is happening?
Yo, you remember when, like, cell phones, it was the thing that they were getting smaller? And it was, like, really impressive to have a small cell phone?
Yes.
And now that is not the case.
No, it's gone the opposite direction.
Crazy how things change.
And the problem is, my hands are really small. So holding a big phone does not work for me.
Do you use the keyboard feature to like make the keyboard smaller on one side?
I don't, mostly because I, well, it only goes the one way, right? It only goes.
No, it goes to the right or the left.
Oh, well, maybe I should. I don't typically find I have an issue. I do have a phone that like fits in my hand, so that helps.
But like, I'm assuming you use two hands to
typically
do whatever you're doing on your phone, right?
Yeah. So maybe I should use that more when I'm trying to do things with one hand, because it is a little tricky.
Yeah, you know, it's just another tool there.
True.
Another tool for you to use.
Oh, excellent.
But maybe it's not worthwhile. Going back to, am I allowed to be upset?
Mm-hmm.
So they get 2 days to work. They get 2 days a week together, spending quality time if they're lucky.
Okay.
And he feels like a ghost when they aren't spending time. So they get no word from him unless he's asking them something or something big happens. So yeah, it seems like they just, everything's very dry.
Huh. Until they're together.
Yeah.
I could see that causing some problems in the long term.
Yeah, but it's not just, like, do you think it would be, like, I think a lot of people would be like, well, he just doesn't want to text. I guess you guys aren't compatible. Like, I assume not getting texted and not texting is also coming from somewhere.
For sure. For sure. But it might come from a place of not prioritizing the relationship. Or just
that
like.
Seems crazy, though.
Yeah, that's... or just liking the fact that it's like we're together for our 2 days and we spend lots of time together and then we like really are independent the other 5 days of the week.
Yeah.
But those are just different expectations for a relationship.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think like I'm interested in like
the why.
The why and like mm-hmm. all of those thoughts and feelings, because I know I've been in relationships where I'm like, oh, I don't really want to respond to this text right now. Does that make me an evil person for not wanting to prioritize the relationship? Or like what's actually going on for both people in this situation where it's like blah blah blah. And like, you know, once you get that out of the way, then you can figure out how to like get those needs met in ways that feel authentic to both parties instead of just being like, hey, I need you to text me.
Mm-hmm.
At least I need you to text me good morning and good night
needs
every day.
Wants.
Yes.
Yeah. And maybe it's like, well, if I text this person, I'm going to get, we're going to start a conversation. And lots of people don't like that. They don't like having like conversations over text. You know, it's rather, they'd rather like, I got a question to ask you. Let's get that. I don't want to have this full day conversation where it's like, oh, what are you doing now? How's your day going? You know? Yeah, exactly. And I think that's like an early relationship thing. I think that's the thing that happens a lot in early relationships. But then eventually you're like, if I text this person and they want to start like a full day conversation with me, I could see just not wanting to text that person. So maybe that's what's happening. I don't know.
Yeah, right. And like there's like, you know, if I'm not texting somebody, I think nothing of it. If someone's not texting me, I'm like, do they hate me?
Right.
What? Maybe should I say something?
I have a compulsive need to text people back immediately.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But I really try not to. Oh, sorry.
Do you ever not?
Yeah, sometimes. But it, like if I'm driving and I'm like, oh, I don't really want to get into this. Like it's going to be a conversation and it's just going to like my talk to text on my car is not that good. So I don't really want to get into it right now. I'll wait till I get home. But I'm like itching at my steering wheel. I'm like, oh, I hate it. Oh, I don't like it. I want to text back. But I try not to put that on other people. That if they don't text me back right away, that I'm like, not everyone is me.
Not everyone is you. That's a fact.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Also, I'll add to your list.
My sign is Aquarius.
Oh, okay.
I feel like once you hear it,
that.
Once you hear it, you like, did that ring a bell?
Yes. Kind of. Yes. Air sign.
Air sign. No, air sign. And because it's weird, because it is the water bearer.
Right.
But it's the water bearer in the way that it's like spreading things around. It's like dumping all of that knowledge out rather than actually like being water. Because water is emotion and air is like some detachment or logic component. And so it's funny that the water bearer is an air sign, but it also makes a lot of sense because Aquarians are kind of known for like being detached from their feelings. Okay. And so you're carrying around this jug of feelings and you're able to like interact with it and dump it out and express it. And
but it's like separate from you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I think I've actually done a lot of self-work to not necessarily identify only with that detached version of Aquarius.
I would,
which I'm proud of.
Agree from what I know of you. I would agree with that.
Yeah. Seems like everybody in the comments thinks that this person is anxious.
Anxiously attached, hey?
Yeah.
Possible.
But like, there's nothing wrong with being anxious. There's nothing wrong with any of the attachments. They are what they are.
Correct.
And we get to work with them.
We'd all love to be securely attached, but have you met a securely attached person? I don't know if I have.
I used to work with somebody. They still spend so much time with their mom. They cut the cord already. They used to live with their mom. It was crazy. Well, they're like 30.
Everyone, okay, not everyone, a lot of people used to live with their mom, okay?
Yeah, I guess you can't say everyone, hey.
Can't say everyone, but a lot of people used to live with their mom, okay?
Not it's when not they're 30 with their fiance.
Oh, right, I did.
Oops.
We bought a house.
And you loved it. And you loved it.
Yeah, I did.
Which is not everybody's experience.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry, I love my mom. Sorry, my mom is awesome. You're just jealous.
No, I am jealous. Absolutely. Next. Boyfriend, 18 male, was uncomfortable with how I, 18 female, disposed of my period product.
Disposed?
Disposed.
Did she flush it?
I doubt that that was the issue.
Did she not flush it and he wanted her to flush it?
Since there wasn't a small trash can in the bathroom, I wrapped it up in toilet paper and threw it in the main trash can, making sure it was completely covered. And then she didn't think anything of it, but later that night he brought it up and asked if I could handle it differently next time.
Well, he sounds like a little bitch, so.
He thought it was kind of gross. Wrapped up and not visible, but he said he'd rather I'd find another way to dispose of it, like taking it outside. You don't want to keep those things inside because it will attract bears.
Maybe make sure you put coffee grounds over top of it so the bears do not come.
I'm going to share something gross. At least I think it was gross. Okay. A friend of mine sent me a picture on Snapchat, like a Snapchat memory.
Okay.
From like 8 years ago. And it was of a person that I did not know. So just receiving a picture of a person I didn't know was weird. And they had like some blood on their forehead. And then it was this person had wiped a period clot on this person's forehead like Ash Wednesday.
As why?
It's for the lols.
Just for the lols?
And I...
That's alarming.
I do not normally get squeamish around things
don't like
it. I did not like that.
What I'll say in general, I think as a general rule, don't put your bodily fluids on someone else without their consent. I think it kind of goes for everything.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
You know, like boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
I think it kind of goes for every type of fluid that you might produce.
What about sending me pictures of your bodily fluids?
Also that. Don't send other people pictures of other people's bodily fluids without their consent.
How would you ask for consent to send a picture of a bodily fluid or...
Just like that, I guess.
Excrement. I don't even like getting pictures of people's poop. That doesn't make me happy.
I don't like any of that.
I'm just not prepared for it.
That's just... Well, that's the thing, right? That whole situation I don't like at all.
Yeah.
I don't like the person who did it. I don't like the person who sent it to you.
I'll let them know.
Yeah, let them know.
Same person.
Oh my God. That makes this so much worse. That makes it 1,000 times worse. No, not a fan. Sorry. I know they're your friend and everything, but...
My boyfriend, 25 male, said to me, 22 female, I've never been told no before, and it's making me look at him differently. How do I bring this up to him?
Okay. So he's talking about sex, I'm assuming?
Mm-hmm.
That literally every time he's wanted to have sex, the other person's been like, okay.
Well, we probably could shed some doubt on them being like, okay.
Well, that's...
But definitely that's... not saying no.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
It's one of those things where we expect people to just be very clear and explicit with what they want and what they don't want.
They didn't
and
on top say of, no.
On top of all of those, like, you don't have to listen to people's no's. That people are often not, might not be saying no as well.
They're saying it in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. It would also make me look at him differently. Good flag.
Good flag?
Like, good notice of a flag in your body.
Yes.
Not a good flag, but like, good thing, good for you for flagging that in yourself.
Uh-oh, you're breaking up. Are we breaking up? Is my... No, you're back.
You're frozen.
Well,
we can still
talk. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. It's really interesting. I think like there are some different sides to it where like not being able to listen to people's body language or pushing on those kinds of things doesn't feel good to receive.
No. Well, and just like what are the context of all these situations? Were people able to say those yeses and nos with informed consent? All these different things coming into play. But I also agree that it would make me see that person differently.
Well, and like that's the interesting thing where like now somebody adhering to general societal standards is now like, oh, now I see you differently because... Mm-hmm. You're just doing the same thing that everybody has done before you.
Right.
So it's not It's interesting.
Yeah. I would need more information. I'd also want to know why they're telling me, because it sounds like it could be braggy, you know? Like, if I were just reading that, that's my first assumption, is that it's like, no one ever says no to me. And it's like, ooh, gross. What are you laughing at?
I thought that was just a funny take.
What?
It's like, yeah, you know what? People just want to fuck me.
Literally, you don't think that's where that came from? What do you think was that person's motivation in telling their partner that?
I don't. Okay. The problem is, and this isn't the first time he said this in regards to sex or outside of sex. He said it a handful of times, and each time he says it, I feel a little disgusted and taken back. It seems kind of like he's trying to manipulate me into giving him what he wants by being like everyone else and not telling him no. It's coming off very pretentious, and that's a turnoff for me.
Yeah.
They're also not sure if pretentious is the right word. Or if they're overthinking whether or not pretentious is the right word. But I think that's fair. Found my female 19 boyfriend's male 22 TikTok repost that said he misses his ex. What are your thoughts?
Oh, interesting. So he reposted an old TikTok?
Yeah. I feel like one thing about TikTok is that you're not, like, you need to have a hidden, you need to have a private TikTok account. Not like nobody can follow you, but like if you have a public TikTok account that everybody can follow you on, you still need to be able to post anonymously.
Right. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, that would, yeah. That
if would he was reposting it on the public TikTok, interesting tactic.
Self-sabotage? Maybe. Thanks.
Yeah. my 23 female boyfriend, 23 male, got mad at me for dancing with the best man, 40 male, at my sister's 36 female wedding.
Okay, read it again. I think I lost it.
That was a lot of ages.
Yeah.
So the couple is 23 years old.
Okay.
The best man is 40 years old.
Okay.
And the sister is age appropriate to the best man, 36 years old.
Okay.
The boyfriend got mad at the girlfriend for dancing with the best man at the sister's wedding.
Oh, well, that's just a lot of jealousy, control stuff going on.
First comment, I don't get why people can't just be honest and open about their jealousy. Yeah. It's natural to get jealous. The best way to deal with it is just to tell your partner.
Aw, look at that. If you were like worried that this 40-year-old wanted to dance with your 23-year-old girlfriend, that's a different conversation.
Well, he's probably much hotter and more accomplished, successful. Yeah, really
maybe
set
got
up
some
in
of
his
that
life.
Like Silver Fox stuff going on for him.
If anything, the 40-year-old is right at the prime of his life, and so it makes sense for him to want to dance with somebody else,
right,
who is in the prime of their life at 23.
Right. Yeah. I did hear recently that sometimes people think for men to date younger women, it's half their age plus 7 is the rule. So he would be a little too young for him.
That would be too young, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was just for men. I thought that was for all people.
Okay, maybe. The conversation
but I
had
how often...
was a person saying like they'd heard this from like their male friends.
Oh,
so
yeah, I, like
very
that's
possible.
I'm kind of surprised that you haven't heard that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd heard that specific calculation before. Also,
yeah, I'm a little
alarming.
Surprised.
Alarming, just saying. But whatever.
You think it should be lower?
Yeah, I think it should be lower. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Half your age plus 3 is more of the math.
1/3, I don't give a shit.
1/3.
Hey, we're all consenting adults here.
Oh my goodness.
That's you. You said that. That's your
certainly
opinion.
Did not.
Yeah, and you know, the whole emotions thing with men is the thing that I think the most about.
Yeah, that is true. That is what you think the most about.
Have I ever told you that, like, thinking about everybody is gender oppressed really changed the way that I like approached everything.
No, but well, maybe, but that feels right.
Yeah, because where I used to work, when they were teaching people how to like talk to people on the phone who experienced sexual violence, they were like, remember, there's no right way to respond to trauma. You're not supposed to like be doing the right thing. There's
right,
like if you experience this, there's you get to like make the decisions of what happens next. And even those things that you can't control, even experiencing trauma in the moment, those trauma responses, like there is no right way. If you,
right,
if you are alive, then you are, then
you're
it
doing
was
the
right
way.
It's, and then it gets into like those trauma responses that stay with us. Then it's like, that's an interesting topic where it's like, okay, again, we're still just like all doing the best that we can do. And with like the gender oppression of everybody, then it's like, we all might still be doing the best that we could do, but there might be a lot of layers to it.
Yes. Yeah. I'm curious, and maybe this is a conversation for off the podcast, but I'm curious how your new role, like I'm curious how that's going to, because you're going to be really working with people on one side of things. And I'm really curious like how that's going to go for you.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be wild.
Yeah.
We're going to have lots of depressions.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting.
Well, you got anything else?
Nope.
Okay. This is a good one.
Oh, wait. Oh. Boyfriend, male 29, tells me, female 29, to shut the fuck up when we argue and kicks me out of his house/car.
I mean, what are the comments saying? That's what I want to know for this one.
I think it's like abusive. You should proceed to break up with him. He's shown you
classic.
Who he is.
Classic.
It's not your responsibility to do the emotional labor to repair how his angry actions make you feel.
Okay.
You leave. It isn't that hard.
Oh,
you can't
good.
Have a relationship with this person. It's not just disrespect. It's contempt and hate. Break up. No discussion. You should kick him to the curb. Ex-boyfriend. He's acting like this after only 1 year. He will get much, much worse.
Mm.
A man who cannot regulate his emotions is dangerous. You need to break up with him.
Half of that comment was maybe helpful.
People treat you the way you allow them to.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't like that person.
Oh, one person says you're both way too old for behavior like this.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's a take.
That's good. Yeah, fun fact for our listeners out there, all zero of you. You're not going to take advice that you're not ready to take.
Mm-mm.
And neither are other people. So just keep that in mind when you're supporting people around you.
And, you know, just maybe it's less like what? Because are the people that we're trying to give this advice to ready to take this advice?
True.
I don't know.
Well, what I will say about, because that person posted on Reddit, they're looking for something.
Yeah.
And maybe they were just looking to confirm the fears that they had in their heads already.
That validation is really...
Maybe that is exactly what they needed.
Validation and normalization is really that thing that you need to move forward rather than some advice.
Yes. But maybe in all of that, well, you need to do this, you need to do that, there was a little bit of like the, this is what I thought was happening, and now everyone is saying that's what's happening, so at least I'm confirmed in that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well.
My boyfriend often talks to me in a baby voice and it gives me the ick. That's it. That's us for the week. Thank you for listening to Shame on Me.
I'm
Jimmy.
So glad we get to leave you with that. I'm Janet. And we'll see you next week. Nope.
Go live your best shameful lives.
Do it. Bye.
Bye. Okay. We are shameful, we are shameful, but not... Wait, no, that wasn't it.
That was it.
No, I missed... We are shameful... No.
Is it three? We are shameful.
We are shameful. We are shameful, but not as shameful as. Okay. We are shameful. We are shameful, but not. No, no, I lost it. Wow.
You had it.
We are shame. No, we.